How would you assess the way this game played out? You know, you got off to a really good start, and they kind of went on a run there early in the third quarter, and you still ended up winning by 20. Just what did you make of the performance?
Uneven from all participants, both teams, and also I thought, like, was very hard for the players sometimes to get a feel for what was allowed and what was not. And sometimes it's like this. You got to give them a lot of credit. When they turn up their defensive pressure, it's very hard to have organized offensive possessions. And I thought we did a good enough job, especially for three quarters, first, second, and fourth quarter. Very good defense, handled that pressure well, used it against them. And then in the third quarter, we kind of let them back into the game. And I thought we could have been more clinical in that situation. But it's very unusual roster that they fielded today, and that brings with it some unique challenges. For the most part, I'm very happy with our defense today. And I think when you go back to the video, I think I'm going to see that our shot quality was much better than our shot making today. I think I thought we got the ball into a lot of good spots for our guys, but sometimes shooting is like this. There's going to be variance, and good teams win without making shots. And today we did that, and that's a big time thing because there's much less variance with defense and rebound.
Mike and then Terry.
Coach, on the other side of the ball, you guys hold back-to-back opponents to below 100, two straight games holding opponent to below 20 points in the fourth quarter. What are you seeing collectively with the defense towards the finish of games?
Just collective is the word. Everybody's on a string. We're able to play a little bit different with different type of lineups. That brings about a nice variability, which is not easy for the handlers, that they're seeing different looks during the games. And our transition defense was today a lot better against a team that can really score in transition, playing with some small lineups. We were able to do a very good job, especially in the first half, absorbing their drivers, who do a great job of getting to the rim, drawing to and kicking out, and especially getting to the free throw line led by Abdian and Sharp. And did also a good job on their rebounders and were able to force turnovers for a big possession game win. I think we have 15 true shot attempts more than they did, and that was the secret sauce today. So there's a lot of things. And then similar to the Clippers game, when we needed it, there was still another level to go to in terms of energy and focus and connectedness. So that's a very good sign.
Terry.
Hey, Coach, your second unit has become more consistent, not only on the scoring end, but the defensive end. What do you credit that to?
The defensive consistency?
And offensive consistency.
Just both consistency on offensively and defensively, on the second unit.
Just practice. And guys really committed to playing together and playing a certain way. And I think they're having a lot of fun playing on the court together. You can see in their faces how they're moving the ball and how they're moving defensively, covering for each other. So that's great to see. But it's because of the guys that have been putting in a lot of work and new type of defensive schemes, defensive systems, integrating Zach Edey. Not easy, but we've been trying to work as much as possible that the schedule permits us, and that's a testament to the guys working there.
DeMichael.
With Jaren Jackson Jr. in particular, like, he seemed to be really affecting the game today in a lot of other ways than scoring, but in that particular area, I think it's two of his last three games where he hasn't reached double figures. Is it as simple as make or miss, you know, shots that you're seeing in terms of the quality, or is there something else that you guys, you know, need to unlock to put him in better situations? Is what do you make of that?
Always got to check out the video before commenting too much. Like I said, in a Clipper game, I thought we were passing him, like, we didn't pass the ball enough to him. He had good situations in the post-ups where he was open, and we went to the next option, and that's something we reviewed also from that video, that we have a guy who's draws automatic double teams, and a lot of times he's playing with Zach, that he can find him at the front rim. And I think, for example, today, Jaren, after his first stint our first quarter, he already had 3 assists because he's finding the open guys, and he's really looking to play within the flow of the game. And now I catch myself asking him to be a little bit more aggressive in some situations. But it's always like finding a good balance. And the biggest thing that he's doing is defensively, him and Zach together on the floor. It's not a surprise we're keeping the offenses to very low numbers. They've been tremendous over there. Jaron has been great in providing flow for us offensively, being more a screener and somebody who draws attention. And then it's when you look at how the other guys are scoring, there it's because of the attention that he's also drawing in those lineups. So it's there's several components there, but he's a great player. He's a very good player on the perimeter, a very good player on the inside. It's just a matter of time that it opens up again.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.